Hi there. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey on some important issues and perceptions of residents in New Orleans. Are you native of New Orleans, or did you recently move to a city?
Recently moved.
Recently moved, okay. And you said you recently moved. Okay, very well, let me enter that. Did you move to New Orleans after 2005 or before?
After
2005. Thank you, sir. Let's continue. Do you define your racial classification as being African American, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Native American?
White.
White. Thank you, sir. What are the two characteristics that describe what you like the most about living in New Orleans?
About living in New Orleans?
Yeah, what is that you like the most? Two characteristics that you like the most.
I like the atmosphere. And I feel like I like the people.
Okay, so it would be culture, like way of living, values, and attitude of the people?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And you said, what did you say first?
Yeah, atmosphere, but that's like culture, I guess.
Culture, but that's included in the people and attitude of the people. Anything else, sir?
Okay. Do you have some options?
Yes, weather, food and drinks, music and entertainment, size not too big, Mardi Gras, cost of living.
I would say food and drinks.
Food and drinks, okay. Everybody enjoys that. Okay, thank you.
That's right.
And what are two characteristics that describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans?
Infrastructure and
okay,
local government.
Okay, let me see. And local government. Okay, we'll have to add that. Very well. Local government you don't like. Okay, let's move on. Overall, would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the following? What you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water, would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied, okay. The financial ability of your family to handle a mere unexpected expense?
A little
satisfied, okay. What you pay for food and household goods?
Not satisfied.
Not at all, huh? Was that correct?
Yeah.
Not at all, okay.
Yeah.
The preparation public charter schools students are receiving for college or careers?
I don't have an opinion on that
no,
one.
Okay, very well. Don't have an opinion. And shall I enter you as neutral, or you don't know anything about the subject?
I don't really know anything about the subject.
Okay, very well. How about equal economic opportunities for people like you? How satisfied are you about that?
For people like me or people in general?
No, it says, I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim, and it says equal opportunities, economic opportunities for people like you.
I'm very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Excellent. How about safety from property crime? How satisfied are you about that?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. And the monthly cost for electricity and water, it sounds like we already went through that, but I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim, so bear with me, please. The monthly cost for electricity and water.
Somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied, okay. Safety from violent crime.
A little.
Little satisfied, okay.
Little satisfied.
The availability of affordable housing.
A little satisfied.
Little satisfied, okay, that's a tough one. What you pay for the housing, mortgages, or rents?
Somewhat satisfied.
somewhat satisfied. Okay, let's move on. Thank you, sir. Have any of the following been not at all significant, not very significant, somewhat significant, or very significant cause of stress in your life during the past year? Your job stability. Has that been a sort of a stress for you?
Yes. What were the options?
Very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant, or not at all?
Somewhat significant.
Somewhat significant. How about the health of you or a family member?
Not significant.
Not at all.
Mm.
Okay. Meeting monthly household expenses.
Not significant.
Not very significant or not at all, sir?
Not very significant.
Okay, not very significant. Your ability to get around your community and the city?
Somewhat significant.
Somewhat significant, okay. And the safety of you or family members?
Not significant at all. I haven't worried about that.
Not at all. Okay, no problems about that. Okay, let's move on. Thank you, sir. Let me get your opinion if you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, or very little confidence in the mayor and city council accomplishing the following. Creating more better paying jobs in the city. Would you say you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, little confidence, or not at all?
Little confidence.
Little confidence. The quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years?
Some confidence.
Some confidence, okay. Making the city safer, do you have how much confidence do you have that they'll be able to accomplish that?
Little
confidence. Little, okay, little confidence. Improving garbage collection in the city?
Some confidence.
Somewhat, some confidence, okay. Improving the city's street and traffic lights?
Some confidence.
Some confidence, all right. And improving drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhoods?
Some confidence.
Some confidence, okay. Hopefully. Very well, sir. In your opinion, do you think that the New Orleans city government is doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
Poor
job. All right. And I would like to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. Would you say that you feel safer, about the same, somewhat less, or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago?
I didn't live here 3 years ago.
Okay, so would you, I mean, you don't have an opinion on this one, sir, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Don't know, okay. What do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? Could it be the too many guns, housing, lack of access to mental health or social services, personal or family problems, release on bail for violent crimes, not enough police officers, transportation, education opportunities, or employment opportunities? What factors do you think are contributing the most to crime in New Orleans?
Probably educational opportunities.
Educational opportunities, very well. Anything else that you would like to mention?
I think employment opportunities and probably access to mental health.
Okay, very well, sure.
Two other major towns, yeah.
Okay, very well, sir. Almost done. For each of the following, tell me if you think it would be a very effective, somewhat effective, neutral, or not too effective strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans. The first one suggestion is better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing. Do you think that should be a very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all?
Neutral, not too effective.
Neutral, okay. Not too effective or neutral, sir?
Neutral.
Neutral, very well. Create more opportunities for job training. How effective do you think that might be?
Very effective.
Very effective. Increasing the police presence in your community.
Somewhat effective.
Somewhat. Providing counseling and social services for parents and adults.
Very effective.
Very effective. Implement a community-based citizens and police response to nonviolent crimes.
Somewhat effective.
Somewhat effective. And providing more mental health, social services, and counseling for youth.
Very effective.
Very effective. Okay, let's move on. And thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans, tell me if you think it would be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, a strategy to create more quality, affordable housing in New Orleans. And the suggestions are create adult co-living communities for people to live together. Would you think that do you think that'd be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all?
Somewhat helpful.
Somewhat helpful. How about build micro houses such as tiny cottages or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in smaller spaces?
A little effective.
Not too helpful or not at all?
Not too helpful.
Not too helpful, sure. The options are very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all. Very well. Next one is build accessory dwelling units on an existing property.
Not too helpful.
Not too helpful, okay. Convert vacant public schools and commercial buildings into affordable apartments or condominiums.
Somewhat helpful.
Somewhat helpful. Create more home ownership and financing classes.
Very helpful.
Very helpful. Thank you, sir. For each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agrees, neutral, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. The process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods is changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens. Would you agree or disagree, or are you neutral in that subject?
Strongly agree.
I strongly agree, okay. The process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city. Agree,
sir?
I strongly agree. Thank you. I'm going to read you the name of several elected officials. For each one, tell me if you strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, neither approve or disapprove, somewhat approve or strongly disapprove. The first one is Mayor Latoya Cantrell. Would you approve or disapprove of her performance?
Slight disapprove.
So somewhat disapprove. Would that be correct?
Yes, yes.
Thank you, sir. How about the Sewerage and Water Board? Approve or disapprove of them?
Neutral.
Neutral? Okay. The New Orleans City, the New Orleans Police Department?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove, okay. And the New Orleans City Council?
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. Almost done, sir. Thank you. Finally, thinking about the future of New Orleans, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. First statement says, I would encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Is there a neutral option?
Yes, neutral. Okay, sure.
Yeah, neutral.
Next statement says, young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunity elsewhere. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Young people will enjoy a better quality of life, better than their parents. Agree or disagree?
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. The quality of life for me and my family will improve.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you, sir. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for the statistical purposes. Income, tell me at the range which best describes your household income. Less than $35,000, $36,000 to $50,000,
$51,000
to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, more than $100,000.
51 to 74.
Thank you. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 60, 61 and above. 18
to
30. 18 to 30. Thank you.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. We're talking about education, some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school, such as law or medical.
College graduate.
Thank you, sir. Do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
Thank you. Do you have any children under or over the age of 18 living in your household?
No.
No children. Okay.
No children.
Do you have any extended family members or known relatives living in your household over the age of 18?
No.
No. Thank you. And what is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans? Own a car, public transportation, ride share like Uber or Lyft, bicycle, motorcycle, or use a friend or relative car?
I own a car.
Own a car. Thank you, sir. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. Very kind of you. Have a good one now.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.